Tatooine Sons, a Star Wars podcast, is a proud member of the Making Star Wars Podcast Network, the two-time winner of the Fan Favorite Podcast Network from the Star Wars Podcast Awards. To learn more, go to makingstarwars.net. Achuta Stars fans, and welcome to this week's episode of Rehashing the Resistance. Today we're going to be talking about Season 2, Episode 9, The Vox Vortex 5000.
The Vox Vortex 5000!
You should have done.
All remaining systems will bow to the First Order, and will remember this as the last day of the Republic!
You have such a tremendous interest in the First Order.
I don't know if you guys know who this is, but, my name is Kaz. I reached out at Star Wars Celebration by Tatooine Sons.
Scramble the aces!
And I'm a big fan of their show.
Let's blast some bucketheads!
So if you guys could, check them out.
The First Order has a way of making people disappear.
Don't join the dark side!
We are the Resistance now.
Got some racing.
The Vox Vortex 5000.
I can't do that other one.
Try.
I don't even remember what he sounds like right now.
I don't remember. It's like an announcer.
I can't do it.
They want me to do the Pod Racer voice announcer.
From Phantom Menace.
The Pod. I can't do it.
You're close.
I can't.
We're
I can't
so
do it.
Close.
For those of you that have no idea what we're talking about right now, I had some weird thing happen to my voice a couple of months ago, and parts, like, certain things just aren't working, and they haven't been for 2 months. So
yeah, he finally hit a voice change.
I guess so. So I'm going to talk down here for the entire podcast. Where this is Tatooine Sons. We should say that.
Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome to our show.
Train wreck.
It's always a train wreck because we don't do editing. We just talk for 30 minutes stop the recording and say, all right, listen to it.
Pretty much.
It's going to be our new motto. It's always a train wreck.
It's always a train wreck. We need shirts.
We need shirts with that Tatooine Sun.
Tatooine Sun. Always a train wreck. I've got a bad feeling about that. That's what we should say.
No, I like
I got a bad feeling about this.
Introduce yourself.
Anyway. I'm Samuel the Hutt, and then we've got my dad, the Bowtie Jedi guy.
Sup.
Lost his voice.
Yeah, weird stuff's going on with my voice.
And then we got my brother. Introduce yourself.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's BB.
There you go.
There you go.
I had to coax it out of him.
Will you introduce dad? So I thought you were going to...
Anyway, this is Tatooine Sons. We've got we do a bunch of podcast stuff, Star Wars. We like Star Wars.
Oh, we do?
We do. It's our thing. People think I'm like being negative on Twitter right now because I'm encouraging them to go into The Rise of Skywalker with caution about their headcanon.
That's negative.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
Very good statement.
It is. So we do three podcasts a week. We do Mondays. We have the Mandalorian mashup where we break down the latest Mandalorian episode.
Without spoiling it.
Until the Mandalorian's over in the end of December for the season.
Oh, no.
I know. And then
December 2.
Star Wars Resistance. We do that on, and this comes out on Wednesdays. That's what we're doing. Rehashing the Resistance. We break down the latest episode of that. Then we have the big show.
The main show. The big boy.
The
main
show.
That will never end.
You know who also calls their main podcast the big show?
Who?
Ken Knapsack and Joseph Scrimshaw, Force Center. And it's kind of cool because Ken talked about Turbis and Us in his book, Why We Love Star Wars. Actually, you know, we could honestly say that one of the reasons he loves Star Wars is because of Tatooine Sons of Turbis the Pork.
Yeah.
I mean, he said it in his book.
This is very true.
Great kid! Don't get cocky!
Or no, we could just do this one.
Impressive. Logic. Every word in that sentence was
wrong. If you could tell that we're sort of stalling to just, like, shoot the bull for a few seconds here on this episode, it's because this one was a lot of filler. Okay? This one I don't think is going to contribute to the overall story arc of Season 2 very much.
Fun episode, though.
It was a fun episode.
We always say that. You know, we always say it's a filler, and we mean, not that it was a bad episode, it's just a filler, you know? Doesn't contribute a lot. But, I mean, it was a lot of fun to watch. We had some
interesting points and things we got to see. I think, Nathan, you've kind of got the first little tidbit.
It was just fun. I mean, they go to a casino. They meet a hut. They do some racing. They win some credits.
There's only one.
They go home.
There's only one.
That's the spoiler alert.
The setup for this episode was pretty much the same as all the other fillers so far.
For the entire season.
The Colossus was out of something.
The Colossus needs...
blank.
Blank. Insert some type of a commodity.
Could you please just not talk in your weird voice?
I can't talk. What'd you realize?
The entire day I've been going around and my belt missed a belt loop.
All right. So anyway, they're missing a commodity. Fuel, food, coaxium, I don't know.
This one was money.
This one was money.
Money for resources.
Straight cash, homie.
And they went to this casino and there's only one person there.
Which is generally just a disclaimer. This is a disclaimer, okay? Please don't see gambling and going to casinos as the solution to your financial woes.
I wonder if that's kind of the
maybe that was the whole point of the episode. Point.
Yeah, it's a kids show. They're trying to teach kids lessons.
It's a moral lesson.
The house always wins. Never go to casinos.
And they actually talk about that. So. Yeah. So anyway, that was fun. But here's some fun things that happened in the show.
So we had Frankie the Hutt, which when most people saw him...
I always thought that was a Frankie like, yo, Frankie.
It's Frankie.
He has a really weird accent. But a lot of people saw him were like, is that Rhoda the Hutt from Clone Wars?
Oh, yeah.
But people were disappointed when they heard it was Frankie.
Oh, they saw him on the preview clip?
Yeah, but...
I can see that.
That's okay.
It's an all-grown-up Clone Wars Hutt.
Yes, that would have been awesome.
He changed his name or something.
He wasn't like a normal Hutt where he was just in one spot the whole time. He was moving
big giant
this, like,
space slug
hollow pad thing chair. It was really strange, but he was like sitting down in his own way.
Yeah, he had a mobile throne.
Yes, and he was drinking this gorg water, kind of like a Jabba's aquarium in his little area. But he didn't eat the frogs or the gorgs or anything like that. No, he drank the water because that was good for him.
Gorg water.
Gorg water.
Is the gorg like...
It's marinating.
Secreting into the water and stuff?
Yeah.
That's nasty.
It's like cucumber water and stuff, but with gorgs. Oh,
like when you go to those fancy hotels and they've got the cucumber water and you grab the wrong one, right? They've got two of them, right? They've got the regular water, which is what you're going for in most cases. And you're like, oh, real water. And then you don't pay attention and you get the cucumber water and you're like, what?
What
is this stuff?
Exactly.
But lemon water is good.
Usually, like what actually the case was for Jabba... It was like a space hookah, almost, like a smoking. They couldn't really do that on kids' show, though, so they just made him drink aquarium water. But, you know, it's okay. It was still kind of fun, though, to see that.
I mean,
brought Gorgs back in.
Yeah. And the giant Kowakian monkey lizards that we had earlier in the series.
We got them back again.
Kind of fun.
But they were kind of tamed, and they were a little bit, you know, more controlled.
They were freaking... bouncers almost.
That was kind of weird because they were like not tamed in the previous season.
Yes,
right.
But I don't know. All of the monkey lizards are normally not tamed, but they had all the same hats on. I wonder if it's like
it's kind of cute.
The hats that mind control.
Kind of like monkeys that have been trained wear hats.
Mad Hatter.
That's the idea.
Maybe they're like gorillas.
Yeah.
Like in the old 40s movies and stuff, 30s comedies and stuff.
Okay.
Black and white.
No idea what you're talking about.
Do you realize it's almost 100 years ago? Anyway, So they go to the casino. And do you guys see the flashing Vranky sign outside when they were flying up to it? I was like,
right above the hangar.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
A little full of himself.
A little bit of one. I need to give him this one.
Great kid! Yeah. Don't get cocky!
So he was originally named Janky, according to Pablo
Hidalgo. I like Janky better.
You know what, dude? You're a little janky. That sounds like something I would have said in high school or something. I don't know what janky means. But.
Yeah, I'm glad that one fell out.
Yeah. According to Pablo, the reasoning behind his full name, which is Vranky the Blue, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that he's trying to show that he's a kinder, gentler Hutt.
Oh, that's
he's not nice. The same type of Hutt as Jabba and some of these others that are, you know, mobsters.
Rhoda the Hutt is a good Hutt.
Yeah, where's our Rhoda the Hutt anthology
Refresh my
movie?
Memory.
It's a little baby that they rescued in that arc.
In the movie? No, it was the movie, I think, wasn't it?
No, it was an arc. That was one of my...
No, that's the whole premise of the original Clone Wars movie.
Really?
Yeah. Where's our Road of the Hutt anthology movie?
Yeah, Road of the Hutt, a Star Wars story?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess wants to separate himself, so he rebrands himself. So instead of Ranky the Hutt, he changed it to Ranky the Blue.
The blue.
The problem is nobody knows what that means. Is he blue?
He's kind of a blue purple looking.
Yeah, I think that's probably why he named himself
the Blue. Can we stop and talk about how amazing this series looked or this episode looked today on 4K?
It did.
When they were flying in the races. Awesome.
That big of a TV was really made it
65-inch 4K that's Samsung. It worked. That. It's taken me a few days to get the system set the way I want.
When you get it set up.
But it's set worth good
it.
Now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It is worth it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. So it was fun. You know, like the first thing you see when you're flying in is this giant Vranky sign and Hype's over there talking. Oh, yeah, this place, like, I used to race here all the time. I mean,
explain the whole premise of them going there.
Well, they were going there to compete in a race and get a few credits for the Colossus. And Hype was saying, hey, I used to race for this Vranky guy all the time. You know, the place is usually bustling. We'll get some great credits. They walk in. Vranky greets them at the door. He's like, hey, guys, come on in. They walk into the casino, and there's one person there.
Yeah, like an old grandma.
An old grandma alien. Who's a regular.
It's an alien, though.
Right.
Yeah. But basically, and it was a grandma. Just playing some slots.
Playing some holo games.
Yeah.
It's like a regular. Like
the only regular. And she was oblivious to everything that was going on. Like, she was just in her zone.
She was really focused on her holo games.
Now, you two have not spent any time in casinos for obvious reasons.
But I have been to Chuck E. Cheese, which is pretty fun.
It's a little similar, but not quite as similar. That character exists in every casino in this country.
The old lady who always goes to
casinos. The old lady that spends all day at the casinos and stuff like that. Like here in Colorado at Cripple Creek, we've got the casinos. Mm-hmm. Like senior citizen centers bust their people up there. And they just sit there all day.
I thought old people played bingo.
And stuff like that. When I did employee benefits enrollments at one of those casinos in Black Hawk one year, like 15 years ago.
When did you do this?
When I was doing Aflac insurance.
Oh, okay.
And I was doing the benefits enrollment for it. And there were people that were like, had spent like $1 million over the course of the year, or had transacted, these old people had transacted $1 million. Like they would win, they would lose, they would spend it. You know, so it's not like they were up or down $1 million. That's how much money they had used in the casino and stuff. And they like got free hotels there. And that's the way it works. You know, the more you spend, the more they give you free stuff.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, you have those like, your Chick-fil-A app.
Mm-hmm.
You get free chicken biscuits when
you spend a bunch of money.
When you spend more.
Yeah, so you spend about $30 and you'll get about a $4.
I want to watch Oceans.
Oh, yeah, Oceans 11, 12, and 13. But mostly Oceans 11 and 13 are in casinos.
True.
So, during this Vox Vortex, very strange race, we saw a lot of aces lose.
Oh my gosh, I don't think we've ever seen anything
this
like
that. This was a stressful, frustrating episode.
Because Hype was hyping himself up because he thought he would have been able to win the race right away and first try against this really strange
looking ship.
Did you not think from the beginning, though, that was a droid?
Oh, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, that's a vulture droid.
Yeah. Because I feel like if it wasn't a droid. We did see one crash right at the beginning. I feel like they wouldn't have kept racing if one of their fellow
racers
crashed. Yeah. Very, so that's one true. Thing. But it looked a lot like X-Wings. It looked very strange.
They're cool, though. They just looked like modified vulture droids from...
But, yeah, I thought vulture droids. Especially when that one grabbed, latched onto...
Oh, that's
onto,
when it was like a dead giveaway.
And then,
onto Hype's ship.
It was walking exactly like a vulture droid. Yeah. It was pretty cool. But we saw Hype lose, then we saw Freya lose, then we saw...
Freya. I always want to call her Greta.
Why?
I don't know.
Because she's got that voice.
She does. She looks like she's like...
But
she's got the hair, the voice. She just seems like she'd be a Greta.
Bo.
I think that would be great.
And then Bo Keevil.
Bo Keevil, and then Griff.
Is Bo Keevil of the same species as Plo Koon?
Yes.
Probably, but then we had Griff loose. He
that upset me.
But hey, he was made doing the
best, though.
Because it's Steve Stanton.
Yeah.
It's Griff Halloran.
And then Doza is like...
But here, stop, though. Every single race, they're losing another ace pilot and ace ship.
They're betting
to
it.
The premise is this Hutt's like, we'll give you the credits, or at the beginning, we'll give you the credits, or Hype, you have to work for me.
Mm.
That, and you can't leave. And he loses, because they cheat.
Right, because it's a droid pilot.
And he cheats. And right. So then Niku's figuring out that there's this algorithm that he can predict what's going to happen, he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go in there like, we'll do double or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
With another racer. The problem is Niku sucks at this.
He's having a hard time.
He does not succeed.
Maybe it wasn't Niku's fault. Maybe it was the other pilots.
I don't know. I was a little disappointed in that.
I am. Me too.
Because I expect more from Niku.
Me too.
Niko?
But
Niku.
I do that. Niko's the candies.
Neko's.
Niko is the guy I worked with. Niku is the guy on the show.
Okay, you have a lot of... Nekos, Neku, Nikus in your life.
There's a lot of necking! Oh, wait, that didn't work.
No, but kid-friendly! After all of those racers lost, we saw Tora and Kaz do a relay race.
That was kind of
well, that was the final race. They have to win or Tora and Kaz can't leave.
And then Frankie gets the Colossus.
Yeah.
And then we saw that during this whole race circuit, it was a pretty interesting race circuit. Because it was in an asteroid field, and if you looked at it, it had the same layout as a real-world F1
Formula racetrack. One racetrack.
That was pretty That's cool. Pretty
neat. Except I don't think Formula One racetracks have laser guns.
They stuff. Don't. They don't.
Or
bombs.
I think they should add them though. That make it more interesting.
That would be an So if it was on the CW.
The CW.
That's the way they would do it.
I think
they would
right.
have like lasers and rockets and like the giant
spikes
you know gorillas coming in and attacking the cars and stuff and yeah. speed bumps
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah I think that would make it a lot more fun.
I'm ready for the show.
I'm totally having
now that could go on Disney Plus later though.
Yes,
so.
But it was a very interesting race. All of them were pretty fun, and we saw Kaz work his magic in the piloting seat. We
always he's not a bad pilot.
Now, Kaz is... I've been saying this since the beginning. You put him in the cockpit, he's amazing. You get him out of the cockpit, he fumbles and bumbles all over the place. And
so
I think... And it has to be intentional. That is not me being mean. That is literally the story, the character arc that they have for him.
But what was so great about this episode, there was one of the good things was... We didn't have much slapstick because he was in.
He was in a pot. He was in a cockpit for the vast majority.
He's doing good. Or he was worried about the safety of his friends.
So honestly, though, what's the purpose of the episode? I know it's a filler, but even with the fillers previously, we've taken something from them that said this is what they were trying to get across with this. Somebody help me with this one.
Yeah, I'm having a bit of a tough time.
Well, right now it's Hype backstory.
Yeah, a bit of Hype backstory. We got to see Kaz, show him what he's made of in the cockpit again, which we hadn't seen for a little while.
They got their money.
I think you're seeing the desperation again of the Colossus and their need for resources.
Doza protecting his daughter.
Doza with his daughter. I think.
Or actually.
The aces pulling together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kaz is. And everybody's willingness to sacrifice in order to save the Colossus or save their fellow aces.
And their trust in Niku.
And.
Their trust in Niku. Know,
right at the end of this episode, we saw that old lady finally win the Hall.
Ding, 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 ding.
She was so happy.
She was excited. Awesome.
Have you guys ever seen anybody win at a casino for real?
No.
But I've seen kids hit the jackpot at like Chuck E. Cheese's.
You hit the jackpot.
I have hit the jackpot. It's a life-changing experience.
I've seen it in Ocean 13.
I remember we were on a cruise and mom was paying the doing the quarter slots at the casino on the cruise ship, and she hit the jackpot.
Oh no!
And she was it was like $200. It wasn't that big a deal,
right? But still,
but like it was one of these.
You turned a quarter into $200.
Yeah, and she was so excited, and we needed that $200 so freaking bad at that moment that it was like, Jesus, thank you. All right, I know we were gambling, but thank you. So yeah, so little fun thing to kind of before we move to the next part of the
segment,
show, the next element. No capes,
no capes.
Except there were capes. He was like the Frankie the Blue is kind of the Lando Calrissian of the Hutt species.
Yeah,
he wears capes and stuff. He was supposed to have a hat, but Amy Beth Christensen from Star Wars said that they changed it at the last minute.
Like what, a ball cap or fedora?
No, I'm thinking like a big pimp hat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like
from the 70s.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
I want to see a hut in a hat.
A hat in one of them big old fedora, but like the big one, you know?
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. So that'd be fun. But instead they put him in a cape. So
and the cape like looked way too short for him.
Yeah.
Like, way too small.
Exactly, which is like no capes. Awesome.
It just looked like he tied a bath cloth to his back with a rope and was like, yeah, I got a cape.
Can I be honest? And I'm pretty, this is probably the most critical I've ever been on any podcast episode that we've had. And I'm not going to be negative, like ugly negative. But there's an element to this episode where I kind of felt like they finished shooting, they finished like producing and filming and recording all of season two.
Mm-hmm.
And they realized that they announced there was X number of episodes and they had forgotten to do one. And so they're like, this is what we'll do for this episode. Everybody film it real quick.
I can see
it. It was great quality content, good acting. None of, you know, and it ended up having a story that was fun to watch.
It was entertaining.
But it didn't fit anything.
No. Like, you could have almost put this anywhere in season two and you would have been fine.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
You could have put it 3 weeks ago. It would have been fine.
Right. Like, why does it have to be here?
Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know. I'm curious.
Still fun. I'm hoping that stuff starts like really ramping up here because last week's episode was pretty.
Yeah, good. Oh yeah, Rendezvous Point was fantastic. That was pretty good. Relic Raiders was fantastic. So we'll see. All right.
Well, let's just do.
What did you like most?
Yeah. What was one thing you liked most, BB Nate?
The racing would definitely. Yeah. Kaz in the pilot seat. That was really fun to see him actually get into his element.
Yeah, the visuals overall in this thing, especially in anytime you see them in space, the aces in space, it's amazing. It's beautiful. We got to see probably more Griff in this episode than we have in pretty much any other episode, so that was fun.
One thing I just want to point out, it almost seems like the show, as it like same with Kaz, is in its element when the aces are flying.
I agree.
You know, it's like get them in the cockpit more. That's what you need for this show. So, anyway, that's my 2 cents.
So when they do season three, they could take your... Oh, wait. Never mind.
Yeah.
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
If I had to pick one thing, I thought the old lady was kind of funny.
She was funny.
I thought it was a fun, like little thing they threw in there. I mean, and overall, it was a fun episode. But one thing you didn't like, Dad.
I didn't like Niku failing. Or not being able to help him. It felt like he was not being effective.
I think the aces weren't being effective.
Okay. Well, I'm, you know, tomato, tapato.
You can be wrong. It's okay, Dad.
Tapatio. That's my hot sauce.
Okay. What about you, Nate?
No OP pit.
Oh, okay. You got to come up with something.
It's true. He's a fun character. We don't get him.
What did you want him to do? Start buffing the floors in the casino?
Yeah, he got a transfer job or something. Or like a quick one-off job or something.
He's moonlighting. He's got a side gig.
Or if I had to pick one thing, it would be, you know, like real no real like grander connection to the story.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But what's next?
Well, before we do that, we're going to go ahead and say sayonara. Auf Wiedersehen. To anybody that thinks that the title and the log line for the next episode might be considered a spoiler for you, we're going to let you go. But you can check us out on TatooineSons.com. That's S-O-N-S on Sons.com. We've got back episodes. You can check us all out. We can check out. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can do lots of fun stuff. Check out our page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow us on socials. @TatooineSons. I'm trying to be pretty light side right now, but I'm trying to also be the dad on social on Twitter right now and being like, calm down. You don't get to make, you didn't write the story. So if you want somebody that's going to do that, then
yeah,
I'm here for you. Yeah. So,
so
thank you.
That's my social media the last few days.
We have a very,
well, hold on,
hold on. Spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear the long line of time.
Pretty interesting episode. Kaz's curse.
Ooh, that's interesting.
A pirate curses Kaz, causing him danger at every turn. But Kaz is soon forced to seek Micah Gray for help.
Okay, now I'm in.
I know. At first I was like, eh.
I was like, oh, Lord, he's just going to be stumbling and bumbling all over the Colossus.
Well, then you know this episode is going to be mostly slapstick.
Yeah, and it's going to have all that. But then you bring in Micah Gray.
I'm not finished.
Oh, we're not done?
No.
Oh.
But Kaz's curse gets worse when the Guavian Death Game.
Nice.
There we go.
I'm in.
I'm in.
All right.
All right. All right. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Sounds good.
Guavian Death Gang and Micah.
Great.
She's a force user.
She said it.
She's a force user. I'm excited about that.
Me too.
Very cool. All right.
All right.
Is that going to pretty much sum up the show?
That does it for this.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Check us out. If you, you guys got anything else you guys want to say?
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you always.
This party's over.
I like that Wookiee.
Don't get technical with me.
Droid, please.
Yep, yep.
Tatooine Sons, the Star Wars podcast, is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or Disney and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site is located at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, and all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders.